WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A probation hearing later today for former President Trump after his New York conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records to pay off porn actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to sources speaking to ABC News.
We are also told that the former president will sit for it virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate alongside his lead attorney, Todd Blanche. All of this required by the court before the former president is sentenced on July 11th.
ABC's Rachel Scott. On Sunday, Trump was in Las Vegas for his first major rally since the case. Meantime, President Biden returns to Washington after wrapping up his trip to France, marking 80 years since D-Day in Normandy. A hostage rescue mission in Gaza over the weekend. Four were rescued, but Hamas claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of children. Israel insists there were fewer than 100 civilians killed and blames Hamas for using civilians as shields. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz resigning, claiming there's no plan for when the war will end. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he wants to get more involved with Milwaukee Public Schools, but says his office will not be taking over district operations.
Clear. I'm not seeking to have the mayor's office take over schools in this city.
Also on Friday, Governor Tony Evers called for an extensive audit of MPS. The city of Madison records its second homicide of the year.
Early Friday, when a 27-year-old man was shot on the Near East Side, Madison police do not believe this was random and is likely, they say, tied to some altercation between the suspect and victim in Madison. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two suspects in a Green Bay homicide made initial court appearances Thursday. Neither Aaron Walton nor Joseph Poor have been formally charged in the case, but they're being held on $1 million cash bond each. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
I'm never lie. Do evil, I'm
90s and more.
Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Maximum hits, Maximum.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
mostly sunny today. We're headed to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Feelings are intense, words are trivial, pleasures remain, so does the pain. Words are meaningless and forgettable. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary. They can only do harm.
And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Space. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
stenches in the air. The funk of 40,000 years and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
CBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Big wins for the far right in the European Union. Major gains in parliamentary seats. In fact, so many that French President Emmanuel Macron has called for snap legislative elections in his country. Marine Le Pen's far right National Party defeating Macron's party at the polls. A difference in civilian casualty numbers coming out of the weekend hostage rescue in Gaza. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Israel is defending its hostage rescue mission in Gaza Saturday. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed in that raid, including dozens of children. Israel